Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at TD Ballpark getting set for the wrap-up game of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It was another tough game for Dunedin last night, a 9-5 Tampa victory after two big innings by Tampa gave them the lead and extended it late in the ballgame. The Blue Jays, now losers of their last four, will try to salvage a second victory this week and get to the All-Star break on a high note. But before we get to today, elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Fort Myers and Jupiter were postponed. They're making it up today as a doubleheader. Lakeland ended up walking off St. Lucie in the ninth inning, scoring three runs after being down 8-6 for the 9-8 victory. Clearwater walked off Palm Beach for the third consecutive night at BayCare Ballpark, a 5-4 victory for the Threshers. And Daytona walked off Bradenton last night, scoring a run in the bottom of the ninth to break the tie, 3-3 game. Daytona taking that game 4-3. And how that all affects the standings starting in the East, as always, Daytona leading that division by a game. Up on Jupiter, the Tortugas, they are 8-6. The Hammerheads at 6-6. St. Lucie, they're third at 3-10. The Mets 4.5 game back. And Palm Beach, the Cardinals, they're 3-11. They lost their last three. They're 5 games back of first place. And then in the West, Clearwater, the Threshers, they are 10-4. They lead by a game. Bradenton and Lakeland, they're both tied at 9-5, a game back of the Threshers. The Tampa Tarpons, now winners of their last four, are 8-6, 2 games back of first place. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, not having played last night's game, they're 6-7, 3.5 games back. And the Dunedin Blue Jays, your Dunedin Blue Jays, are now in last in the division for the first time all year at 6-8. And now we'll get on to today. The Tampa Tarpons are bringing out Baron Stewart on for his ninth start of the year. 11th total appearance. He's 1-5 with a 4.96 ERA in his first professional season. The undrafted free agent out of the University of Pittsburgh, 23 years old. He's faced the Blue Jays once so far this year. He went 3 1/3, giving up 2 hits, 1 unearned run. That's all we've seen of Stewart this season. And for your Blue Jays, Major League rehabber Hyun-Jin Ryu is on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his second start of his rehab assignment, attempting to get back to Toronto, the first at his single-A level. Ryu, the 36-year-old hailing from South Korea, is working to get back to Toronto after undergoing Tommy John surgery in June of last year. In his fourth year as a Blue Jay, Ryu still has a bit to go to get back to the Major League level, but the club is excited from what they've seen from him so far. Two roster moves to make note of. Obviously, Hyun-Jin Ryu is here, and a minor league rehabber from Buffalo, Stevie Berman, is the catcher today. And now on to the lineups. First for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec. Batting first at second base, Jared Cerna. Batting second at third, Jesus Rodriguez. Batting third, the DH, Ben Rice. Batting fourth, the catcher, Omar Martinez. Batting fifth at shortstop, Brenny Escanio. Batting sixth in center field, Dowry Arias. Batting 7th in left field, Jake Palmer. Batting 8th, the first baseman, Ronnie Rojas. And rounding out the order for the Tampa Tarpons, batting 9th, the right fielder, Felix Nagase. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The lineup looks like this today. Batting 1st, the third baseman, Tucker Thoman. Batting 2nd, the shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting 3rd, the catcher, Stevie Berman. Batting 4th, the DH, Jeff Wehler. Batting 5th in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting 6th in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting 7th in left field, Angel Del Rosario. Batting 8th, the second baseman, Raquelvin DeCastro. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting 9th, the first baseman, Gene Arnaez. Well, that'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 5 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at TD Ballpark getting set for the wrap-up game of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Hyun-Jin Ryu is on the bump for your Blue Jays, the Major League rehabber from Toronto, 36 years old, out of South Korea. Making his second rehab assignment start. First here with the Dunedin Blue Jays here at TD Ballpark. The first was in the Complex League on Tuesday. He'll start off against Jared Serna, followed by Jesus Rodriguez and Ben Rice, the top three in the Tampa order. Ryu, the lefty, first pitch fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Jared Serna. Ryu in his fourth year with the Toronto Blue Jays, so used to saying Dunedin down here. That one lifted towards center. Right there is Jaden Rudd, and he sees it into his mitt for the out. One up, one down. Jesus Rodriguez, the third baseman, he'll step in for the second batter of the inning. In his career with the Blue Jays, Ryu, three seasons, including pitching to a 2.69 ERA back in 2020. Lefty out of the windup. That one missed off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Jesus Rodriguez. On the year batting .291, six home runs and 29 RBIs. Hit two home runs in last night's ball game. That really helped out the Tampa Tarpons. That one lifted in the air to right over at the track and making the grab is Roque Salinas for out number two. Rodriguez showing a little bit of opposite field power, but just couldn't get enough on it. Roque able to run it down on the track, and that's two up, two gone. Now Ben Rice, the DH, minor league rehabber from Hudson Valley. High affiliate of the New York Yankees. Lefty kicks fires that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Rice. Two outs on four pitches for Ryu so far in this first inning. Now the 0-1 by the lefty. That one drops in there for a called strike. Nice curveball there by Ryu. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two gone. Ryu looking into Stevie Berman, shakes off the first signal. Now the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Line shot, that's a foul ball down the first baseline. It'll say 0-2 to Ben Rice. Looking at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right, Angel Del Rosario, Jaden Rudd, and Roque Salinas. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at second, Manuel Beltre at shortstop, Rick Hellman to Castro at second base, and Gene Arnaez at first with Stevie Berman behind the dish. An 0-2 count for Ben Rice, two down in the inning. Nobody aboard. Out of the windup, Ryu kicks, fires. That one a line shot towards left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Delro tried to cut it off. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Ben Rice. Del Rosario with a throw. It's going to Belch right now. Throw to third. And in time, they got him. Ben Rice can't believe it. But he tried to extend it into a two-out triple. Makes the final out at third. The Cardinals sin. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
It's time to throw it down to our host for the afternoon.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the hair right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shout it looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Tucker Tolman is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Switch hitting third baseman, batting from the left side here against the righty Barron Stewart. Righty-lefty matchup to start things off for Dunedin. Cut and a miss on that first high fastball. 0-1 to start off Tolman. Tolman on the year batting .227, 5 home runs and 35 RBIs. The average isn't quite where he wants it to be, but the power has been here for Tolman so far. Ground ball over to the right side of the infield, picked up at second by Serna. Throw to first in time for the out. One out, one up, one down. That's going to bring up Manuel Beltre, today's shortstop. Stevie Berman, the minor league rehabber, the catcher for today, is waiting on deck now. Beltre on the year batting .252. First pitch, he takes down below the zone for a ball 1-0. Righty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Barron Stewart comes set. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss there on the breaking ball. It's 1-1 to Beltre. 4 home runs and 26 RBIs on the year for Beltre. That one at the knees, called a strike. Beltre thinking about challenging. Is he going to challenge? No, he just calls time. Close pitch. I'm not sure if he liked the call or not. 1-2. Now the count to Beltre. Stewart looking in to his catcher, Omar Martinez. Now he comes set, the righty. Kick steals the 1-2 pitch. That one up and out. Now a 2-2 count. Tampa has taken the last 4 games of this series, with the Blue Jays taking game 1. They've already clinched a series victory. They're going for 5 of 6 here today. The Blue Jays trying to enter the All-Star break on a higher note. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. Sounded like it broke the bat. Picked up by Rojas. He'll take it to the bag himself. And that's 2 up, 2 down. Now Stevie Berman, the minor league rehabber. here from AAA Buffalo. We saw Berman here at TD Ballpark quite a few times throughout spring training. Those 16 spring training home games that we had this season. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch to Berman. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Righty-righty matchup again. That one taken down low. 4-1, it'll even it up, 1-1. Berman, the 27-year-old, former 31st rounder back in 2016 of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now on a chopper, left side, it's foul. Berman, in his second year with the Blue Jays, signed as a minor leaguer back in 2022. Re-upped the deal. He's back here for this season. 1-2. Trying to get back to AAA and back to helping out the Bisons. That one, did he go around? He did not, says Nathan Hall down the line. That'll move it to a 2-2 count. Evens up here. Nobody on and two down. Wind's blowing out towards left field for right here at TD Ballpark. We'll add some powers to the right-handed swings. 2-2 pitch. That one low and outside. Full count now to Berman. Jeff Wehler, the DH, waiting on deck. He had a 9-game hitting streak ended last night. You know, he wants to get back in the box to try and make that right. 3-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. The off-speed got him swinging in front. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top of the second here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch, it's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Omar Martinez is going to lead things off for Tampa. 4-5-6 hitters all due up. Martinez, Escanio, and Arias. Ryu back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch cut out and missed. 0-1 to start off Martinez. Ryu faced the minimum but did allow that double to Ben Rice. He was out at third for the third out, trying to advance it to a triple. Now a line shot, caught there by Arnaez. Nice play, falling down over to his left side, reaching out for the grab, and that's one up, one down. Brenny Escanio, the shortstop, switch hitter, batting from the right side here against Ryu. 218 average, 2 home runs, and 24 RBIs so far this year. Out of the windup, Ryu kicks, fires, only his 11th pitch of the day. It's a chopper left side, backing up his Beltre throw. Cross is in time. Nice play there by Manuel Beltre. 6-3 on the putout. Three pitches, two outs here in this inning. Ryu, extremely efficient so far. Tampa's been swinging on no later than the third pitch of every at-bat, and it's been first or second for the vast majority. Now, Dowry Arias, the center fielder for Tampa, he's up for the first time. A lefty-lefty matchup. Ryu kicks, fires that one inside, taken for a ball 1-0 to start off Arias. Ryu starts to wind up again. The 1-0. That one lifted towards left center field. Out there is Angel Del Rosario. He'll see it into the mitt, and that is three up, three down. Still facing the minimum, Hyunjin Ryu through two. We'll get to the bottom of the second inning here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right.
Back here, bottom of the second, Jeff Wehler is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays after the 1-2-3 inning. The 4-5-6 hitters due up in this second. Wehler, Salinas, and Rudd back out for a second inning is Baron Stewart. The righty kicks, fires, chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by the third baseman, Rodriguez. Throw across the diamond in time for the out. One pitch, one out, one up, one down, the 5-3 put out.
Right fielder, number 26.
That'll bring up Roque Salinas. He'll be followed up by Jaden Rudd, the only two true lefties in this Blue Jays lineup. And they're back-to-back facing the right-handed pitcher. One up, one down. Roque batting 203 on the year, a home run and 24 RBIs. First pitch he'll take off the plate outside, 1-0. This is a challenge game. Kenny Garcia, the home plate umpire, Nathan Hall on the bases. Garcia will be calling the balls and strikes. That one sent high towards right. Down the line, that's hooking. That's going to be a foul ball. Roque. A little bit on the hands. It didn't quite have the power. Came off the bat looking really good, but quickly died out there about 10, 15 feet in front of the warning track, but out of play. A 1-1 count. That one fouled off left side. Now 1-2. As I was saying, Garcia behind the plate, he will be calling the balls and strikes. The hitter, the pitcher, or the catcher all have the right to challenge his ruling. Each team gets three. If you're successful, you keep it. If you are unsuccessful, you lose it. That one upstairs, now a 2-2 count. Kenny Garcia, in his first challenge game, only had two against him the entire night. Rather, two be reversed the entire night. That one a ground ball. That's through the middle for a base hit. First hit of the game for Dunedin. Now a wide turnaround first, but Roque will stop there. A one-out single by Roque Salinas. That'll bring up Jaden Rudd. Another lefty-lefty matchup with a runner on first base.
Center fielder, number three, Jaden Rudd.
Jaden Rudd, the center fielder, batting .229 on the year, two home runs and 27 RBIs. Plays an excellent defensive center field. Had a wild overturn call last night on a diving catch he made. He tells me he made it. Tells his teammates he made it. Nathan Hall, the home plate umpire in last night's game, umpiring the bases tonight, overturned the call, leading to quite the reaction from the Blue Jays dugout. That one misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. Led to an ejection of Donnie Murphy and a pregame ejection of George Carroll. So the Blue Jays are without their bench coach going forward. He gets an early vacation onto the All-Star break. The 1-1, that one upstairs. Now 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Stewart comes set. And the pitch. That one catches the outside corner. Close pitch. That'll even it up 2-2. That one lifted up in the air, left side of the infield into foul territory that might get out of play, and it will. About two rows behind the Tampa dugout, and Rudd is staying alive here in this at-bat. Two balls, two strikes. Stewart. The righty comes set. 2-2 pitch. That one a line shot towards left. That's going to hold up long enough for Jake Palmer. He'll make the grab for out number two. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario.
Left fielder, number four, Angel Del Rosario.
Roque Salinas still over there at first base. A runner on first, two down for Del Rosario. Batting .239 on the year. Three home runs and 15 RBIs. Today's left fielder, named as an infielder on the roster. Now a bot called by Baron Stewart. That's going to push Roque over to second base. I don't believe he came fully set. So that'll put a runner in scoring position for Dunedin. Chance here for Delro to bring in the first run of the game. As I was saying, Delro, an infielder on the roster, but with nine infielders. That was a ground ball right back. Actually, a line shot. I thought it bounced on the mound. And the catch is made by Baron Stewart. Wow, what a play there by the righty. Thought that hit the clay right in front of his glove, but apparently not. Kenny Garcia on the call, ruling it a catch. Now that'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the third here at TD Ballpark. Still scoreless here in Dunedin. We're back here, top of the third. Jake Palmer is going to lead things off for Tampa. The left fielder batting .324 on the year. The bottom third of the order for the Tarpons due up. Palmer, Rojas, and Nagase. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch in there for a called strike. Up and outside corner of the zone. 0-1 to start off Palmer. Palmer yet to hit home run, but four RBIs in that .324 average as well. Now it's Chopper over towards short, charging in his Beltre. Throw to first in time for the out. 6-3 on the putout.
First baseman, number 25.
One up, one down. Now Ronnie Rojas. Ryu, the one hit in that first inning, but still facing the minimum here in this third. Expected to go 3-4. And now his second rehab start. First pitch. That one a little inside. Misses. 4-1-0 to start off Rojas. Rojas, the switch hitter, batting .205 on the year. 6 home runs and 19 RBIs. The 1-0. Caught and a miss way out in front of that off speed. Now 1-1. Now he's going over to his dugout. Not entirely sure why. I think he's switching out his bat. And that's exactly what he does. He gets a new bat mid at bat. So Rojas with a new piece of lumber. Nothing broke. He didn't even make contact with that pitch. Now the 1-1 by Ryu. Ground ball left side. That'll be picked up by Toman. Throw across is in time for the out. 2-up, 2-down. Ryu, a lot of soft contact here today.
Right fielder,
yet to record a strikeout. Now Felix Nagase, the right fielder, betting 0-96 on the year. A home run and 7 RBIs. He drew 2 walks in last night's ballgame, but went 0-2. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 69-mile-an-hour breaking ball by Ryu. Very, very nice pitch there. Low inside corner. Lefty kicks, fires. That one a line shot. It gets to the right of Ryu and picked up there at second by DeCastro. Throw to first in time for the out. Another 3-up, 3-down inning. We'll head to the home half of the third here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, bottom half of the third. Recalvin DeCastro going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 8-9-1 due up in the order. DeCastro, Arnaiz, and back up to the top for Tucker Toman. Baron Stewart back out for his third inning worth of work. Just one hit through two. No runs for him. Righty kicks, fires, and looking to lay down a bunt was DeCastro. He pulls back, but it's in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off the second baseman. Righty-righty matchup. Now the third baseman, Jesus Rodriguez, comes in a little bit farther. The 0-1, that one at the knees, called a strike, now an 0-2 count. DeCastro on the year batting .188, a home run, and 10 RBIs. Stewart, the righty out of the stretch, comes set, kicks, deals. That one upstairs. One and two now the count. Stewart in his second start against the Blue Jays this year. We saw him back on May 21st. He went 3 1/3, giving up 2 hits and an unearned run. Hit a batter, walked 3, struck out 3, but was able to dance around some clogged up base paths to just allow the one run. Castro fouled that last one off into the top of the screen, staying alive. Now a 1-2 count. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside, evens it up 2-2. Stewart so far this year, 1-5 when he gets the decision, but a 4.96 ERA. The record not really showcasing what the ERA has been. Not the best ERA by Stewart, but I'd say it. It's a little bit better than a 1-5 record. 45 1/3 innings pitched, 44 Ks coming into tonight, about a strikeout per inning. Full count now, 3-2. That one cut at and missed. Down swing and goes DeCastro. Second strikeout of the day for Baron Stewart. One away in the inning. That'll bring up Gene Arnaez, the 9-hole hitter. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays pen, so it looks like Ryu will come back out for the fourth inning. I've seen no reason for him not to. That one, a ground ball left side, in on the hands, and it broke the bat. My gosh, the tape is the only thing holding that bat together. That broke way in on the hands of Arnaez. He needs a new piece of lumber. I've never seen it to where the tape is the only thing holding a bat together. So Arnaez gets a new piece of wood. He'll head back over to the box. He'll get back in with an 0-1 count. A much less taped bat here now for Arnaez. The 0-1. That one, low and outside. Evens it up 1-1. Top of the order, Tucker Thoman waiting on deck. The righty, the 1-1 pitch. That one, low and outside again. Yanked back-to-back off speeds. I believe both were changeups off that right hand of Baron Stewart. Gene Arnaez batting .279 on the year. No home runs and 6 RBIs. He's getting a little bit more playing time as of late. He lines that one up and over the netting to the right side foul. 2-2 now the count. First baseman catcher is typically what Arnaez plays. But he's gotten a little bit more of a run as a DH. That one fouled off towards the Tampa dugout, and it's still 2-2. Playing in his 20th game of the year, Arnaez fighting off a couple to stay alive in the count. Stewart again comes set. And the 2-2. Line shot into right field. That's going to fall into fair territory. A base hit for Arnaez. He'll stop at first. It was well played there by Felix Nagase. The throw almost airmailed over top of Brenny Ascanio. What a one-out single for Gene Arnaez. Second hit of the day for Dunedin. That brings up Tucker Thoman. Tucker Thoman stepping in for the second time. He grounded out to second and is only at bat thus far. Batting again from the left side against the righty. Stewart kicks, fires. Caught and a miss there on that low breaking ball. Thoman took a big hack, 0-1. Thoman, the 19-year-old out of Columbia, South Carolina, in his first professional season. The 0-1, That one bounced on the plate. Now one and one the count. First full professional season, I should say. Got a little bit of run in the Complex League towards the end of last year. One and one. Stewart kicks deals. That one, a tapper, bounced off of Toman on the bounce while he was still in the box, so it's a foul ball. It's still one and two. One ball and two strikes. That one above the zone, checking the swing. He didn't go around, held up with plenty of time. Now a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Stewart kicks, fires. Ground ball right side. This could be two. Picked up, throw to second is in time. Over to first, not in time. Toman able to leg it out. Beat the double play. He reaches on the fielder's choice. Now Manuel Beltre will step in for the second time. Just not hit hard enough for Jared Cerna to start off that double play. Toman reaching on the 4-6 fielder's choice. Manuel Beltre now up for the second time. He grounded out to first and is only at bat. First pitch, he flies that one towards shallow left. Coming in is Jake Palmer. He dives out. That's going to fall. Extra bases for Beltre. He's going to make it second. They're going to round Toman around third. The throw is to third. A mistake there by the Tarpons outfield. Jake Palmer with a dive. And Brenny Escania with a slide. That was almost a really scary collision, but it goes down as an RBI double for Beltre. Toman with two outs was running all the way. He scored all the way from first base. And Dunedin takes an early 1-0 lead here, bottom half of the third. I think it was also a mistake throwing to third on that play. Nobody came up firing in the direction of the plate. Tampa did have a cutoff man in the infield in line with the play and home. They opted to go to Jesus Rodriguez. Another righty-righty matchup. Stevie Bourbon, the minor league rehabber. That first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Struck out swinging on a 2-2 count and is only at bat so far today. Now a runner in scoring position. A 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Ready kicks, fires. That one upstairs. One and one. Stewart comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Berman chasing after that high heater, knew it right away. One and two, the count to Berman. Stewart looking towards second. Now kicks deals. That one a tap or foul towards the Tampa on deck circle. And the count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two gone. A runner at second base and a 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Beltre on second after that RBI double. And the 1-2 again. Now on a ground ball right up the middle. Miss Stewart by a hair, and it's picked up by Jared Cerna, who is positioned perfectly. Third to first was in time for the out, and that'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead. An RBI bloop double for Manuel Beltre. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the top of the fourth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. When I'm meant to be, that's never gonna change.
We're back here, top of the fourth. Hyunjin Ryu back out for his fourth inning worth of work. First pitch to Jared Serna, top of the Tampa order. That one misses inside for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Three innings, just one hit so far for Ryu. Facing the minimum through the first three innings he's pitched. Now the 1-0, that one a little upstairs. Now a 2-0 count to Jared Serna. Flew out to center field and is only at bat thus far, 0-1. On the year, batting .287, 14 homers, and 51 RBIs. Lefty out of the windup, the pitch, caught and a miss. Two and one now, the count to Serna. Time called to the plate by Serna. He'll take an extra couple seconds, readjust the batting gloves, picks up the bat, and walks back to the box, digging in, two and one. Ryu kicks, deals. Now on a chopper, left side, it's going to be picked up by Toman. Throw across, and that's wide. Bad throw there by Tucker Toman. Off balance, a sidearm toss. The E5 will put a runner aboard, and safe is the call. Nathan Hall was looking in, so it seemed like he thought Serna might have taken a step towards second. So an error on Tucker Toman puts a runner aboard for Tampa. Now Jesus Rodriguez. Lefty kicks, fires, working out of the stretch for the first time. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one, a ground ball, could be two. Over to short, picked up by Belcher. Throw to second in time. First is in time. 6-4-3, double play. Belcher to DeCastro to Arnaez. Rodriguez grounds out into the double play. Now two down, bases empty for Ben Rice.
Designated hitter, number 12, Ben Rice.
Ben Rice taking his time, getting into the box. Hyunjin Ryu on the bump waiting. Now Rice finally gets in the box. That'll start the pitch clock. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. Now on a ground ball right side. That's going to get through. Ben Rice, the only Terrapin with a base hit. Now he's got two on the day. That'll extend the inning and likely break the three-inning streak of Ryu facing the minimum. Now Omar Martinez, the catcher, will step in. New baseball for Hyunjin Ryu. Omar Martinez. Lefty out of the stretch again. He'll come set. Kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Curveball there by Ryu. Couldn't catch that outside corner. 1-0 to start off Martinez. Lefty-lefty matchup. Ben Rice over there at first. Ryu keeping an eye. Now the 1-0. That one a little bit low. 2-0 now the count to Martinez, batting .226 on the year, 5 home runs, 27 RBIs. Lined out to first on a nice play by Gene Arnaez in his only at-bat so far today. Caught and a miss there on the off-speed. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Ryu comes set. And the pitch. That one a line shot to left. That's another base hit. Back-to-back singles by the Tarpons. That'll bring up Brenny Ascanio. That was only the 31st pitch of the day by Hyunjin Ryu. The expectation was 3-4 innings, and he's been extremely efficient, so I'd be interested to see if they decide to push him to a fifth. I can see Eliander Acalde out there moving around. He was typically slated as the Saturday starter, did not pitch yesterday. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch, low and inside. 1-0 to start off Ascanio. He grounded out to short in his only at bat. Two runners aboard for the first time today for Tampa. The 1-0, that one off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, that one in there. Breaking ball. Cuts into the zone. Now 2-1 count to Ascanio. The switch hitter batting from the right side. Two balls and a strike. A runner in scoring position for Tampa. Another runner at first. The 2-1 pitch. That one popped up foul. Right side up and out of play. That'll even it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Acalde has started warming up on the mound, so I believe this will be it for Ryu. Didn't like the new baseball he got. He swaps it out for a new one. Two-two pitch. Curveball. That one can't drop to the top of the zone. 3-2. A full count now. The runners will have a head start. Full count, two down. Ryu again, not liking the new baseball he got. 20 seconds on the clock for the major leaguer. Major league pitch clock rules when a guy from the highest level is down here rehabbing. The 3-2 pitch, that one in there. Called strike three, and asking for a challenge is Ascanio. So we'll wait for the ruling by Kenny Garcia. First challenge of the day, and it is a strike.
The call of strike.
First strikeout of the day for Hyunjin Ryu, likely to his last batter. A really nice performance by Ryu in his second rehab start. First here at the single-A level, the organization should be excited for his progress so far. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 1-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Ooh.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Jeff Whaler's going to lead things off. Middle of the order, 4-5-6. Whaler, Salinas, and Rudd all due up in this half inning. Barron Stewart out for his fifth inning worth of work. First pitch low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jeff Whaler. Grounded out to third and is only at bat so far tonight. 50 pitches through the first three innings for Stewart now. Number 52, that one catches the outside corner, evens it up 1-1. Ryu headed over to the clubhouse. So that will end his day. Really nice rehab start by him. Four innings of shutout ball, just three hits allowed, the 1K. Induced a ton of soft contact. Only 37 total pitches, but the Blue Jays saw all they wanted to. 2-1 pitch, that one low and outside. 3-1 now the count. Three balls, one strike. Stewart comes set. The pitch. That one. Up and in. A walk drawn by Whaler. That puts the leadoff man aboard now for Roque Salinas. Roque Salinas got the first hit of the day for Dunedin in that second inning. His only at bat. Single into center field. Reached second on the buck by Stewart, but was stranded there to end the inning. One on, nobody out. Whaler with a ton of speed over there at first base. First pitch by Stewart. That one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Roque. Righty-lefty matchup, the 1-0, ground ball right side, that's a foul ball just to the outside of the first base bag. That'll make it a 1-1 count. Whaler headed back to first after taking off with that ball on the ground. Whaler is a threat to take off, 9 of 12 so far this year attempting the steal. The 1-1, in on the hands, fouled back to the screen, and a 1-2 count now to Roque. One and two. Whaler's still there at first base. Now Stewart steps off, looks over to first. That'll reset the clock. First disengagement for the righty. And the pitch. Lifted in the air high towards center. Coming in is Arias. He'll have plenty of time. He settles and makes the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Jaden Rudd. He flew out to left field and is only at bat so far. 0 for 1 on the day. Whaler still there at first base. Another lefty. Stepping in to face Barron Stewart. The one run on three hits so far today. Righty kicks, fires. That one upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Rudd. That one drops in there. Inside corner, now a 1-1 count. Dunedin still with all three challenges remaining. Tampa with only two. That one called a strike. Outside corner now. 1-2 count to Rudd. Jaden called time. Now stepping back into the box. And a move over to first. Whaler back in safely. Disengagement number one for Barron Stewart. gets back on the rubber. Shaq's over at first base. Wheeler with a little bit of a bigger lead this time. The 1-2. Upstairs, 2-2. Right at the plate, Del Rosario waiting on deck. 2-2 with a runner at first base, one away here in this bottom half of the fourth. Righty kicks, deals, fouled back to the screen. Rudd stays alive. Two balls, two strikes. Dineen with a 1-0 lead here in this bottom half of the fourth inning. And the pitch. Ground ball, foul, right side. Count stays the same. Rudd stays alive. Two-two, that one inside. That'll work the count full. Well worked at bat so far by Jaden Rudd. And a challenge was asked for by the Tarpons. They're second, and it's unsuccessful. So Tampa now down to one remaining for the remainder of the game. Kenny Garcia, 2-for-2 on challenges against him. Full count pitch. There goes Wheeler. Cut and a miss. Now late throw to second, and it's not in time. Wheeler into second safely with a stolen base. So Rudd goes down swinging, but Wheeler advances over to second in scoring position. Now Angel Del Rosario. Third strikeout of the day for Baron Stewart. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch in there for a called strike to Delro. 0-1 to start him off. Oh, and one. Runner in scoring position, two down here in this fourth inning. Stewart looking towards second. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss there now, and 0-2 count to Del Rosario. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Del Rosario. That will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave a runner in scoring position. We'll head to the top of the fifth. A one-run ball game, 1-0. Blue Jays leading. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people.
we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some.
We're back here, top of the fifth. Eliander Acalde now on to pitch for Dunedin. That ends the day for Hyunjin Ryu. Really nice second rehab start by him in his attempt to come back from Tommy John surgery. Progressing really well, looking fantastic today. Just the 1K, but a lot of soft contact, his bread and butter. That one a foul tip in the mitt of Stevie Berman, and it's 0-2. Ryu with 37 pitches, 27 were for strikes. Incredibly efficient four innings by the lefty out of Korea. 0-2 out of the windup. Acalde kicks and fires. Chopper right side charging in is DeCastro. Picks it up. Toss over to first in time for the 4-3 put out. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Jake Palmer, the left fielder. Eliander Acalde on for the 14th time, only the third time in relief. 2-4 record with a 5.14 ERA through 49 innings of work. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike to Palmer. 0-1 to start him off. That one missed a little upstairs. Now a 1-1 count to Palmer. Acalde, the 19-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela. Spent all of 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. That one misses up high. Now a 2-1 count to Palmer. Spent most of the season last year in the Complex League. He pitched in one regular season game for the Blue Jays. Now 2023, he's been here the entire time. 2-1, that one missed off the plate outside. The changeup, it's 3-1. That one sent high towards right center. Out there is Roque, out there is Rudd, and Rudd chases it down on the warning track. He makes the grab for out number two.
First baseman, number 25.
Hit pretty hard there by Jake Palmer. Not hard enough to get it past Jaden Rudd, the speedy defensive center fielder. 2-2 two down for Acalde. Now Ronnie Rojas, the switch-hitting first baseman. He'll bat from the left side here against Acalde. Ready out of the windup, first pitch. That one missed off the plate, 1-0. That one missed down low. Now a 2-0 count. Ryu is out there in the bullpen getting some more pitches in. Obviously, 37 wasn't probably what they were expecting through four innings. They want to get him a little bit more work and get that pitch count a little bit higher as he tries to lengthen that arm. That one ripped to right, but it's hook and foul. Two and one now. Acalde, glove to the face. And the windup. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back to the top of the screen. And it's 2-2. Time called to the plate by Rojas. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, Acalde. The pitch. Fouled up. popped up left side in fair, or rather foul territory over towards the Tampa dugout. It lands in the Tampa dugout. That'll keep Rojas alive. Would have been out of the reach of either Toman or Berman. Neither one were particularly close to the railing, but neither had a chance. Two and two the count. And the pitch by Acalde. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on the change. That ends the inning. 1-2-3 first inning for Eliander Acalde. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 1-0.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite ballpark classic.
We're back here, bottom half of the fifth, where Kelvin DeCastro is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Barron Stewart back out for his fifth inning worth of work. The righty, 70 pitches through the first four, back out for the fifth. First pitch to DeCastro, taken off the plate outside, 4-1-0. DeCastro, one of the four strikeout victims of Stewart so far today. The 1-0, that one missed, bounced in the dirt, now a 2-0 count. Blue Jays up 1-0 here, bottom half of the fifth. Trying to get to the All-Star break with a win. Cut and a miss, now a 2-1 count. After taking game one of this series, Tampa, they've won four in a row. That one popped up right side, up and out of play, now a 2-2 count. Two balls and two strikes. Stewart comes set. And the pitch. That one lifted towards left. Palmer coming in. Now back a little bit to his right. But he's got enough time to change his route and make the grab for out number one.
First baseman, number 25.
Gene Arnaia is now stepping in. Bottom of the order. One for one. Singled into right field. His only time up. He was forced out at second on the fielder's choice off the bat of Tucker Toman. First pitch, that one into center field. Coming in is Arias, and he makes the grab. Diving play, diving straight forward at that ball, reaching out to make the grab. We'll see if the umpires come back in and overturn this call, but it looks like they won't. Kenny Garcia making the out call himself, like he did last night. Now not being overturned by Nathan Hall. Righty-lefty matchup with the switch hitting Toman up. First pitch taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Toman up for the third time. He's officially 0-2. Reached on the fielder's choice, came around and scored the only run of the game so far. Uno, the count to start him off. That one missed as well. Now a 3-0 count to Tucker Toman. Base is empty, two away here, bottom five. This will be Baron Stewart's 80th pitch. They've got a righty waiting to warm up in their bullpen. That one lifted, left side, over towards the line is Palmer. He's got time. He'll settle and make the grab for out number three. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. 1-0, Dunedin in front.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm you let me go, yeah. Anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know.
We're back here in the top of the sixth. Eliander Acalde back out for his second inning worth of work. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead, 9-1-2 due up in this half inning. Nagase, Serna, and Rodriguez, a righty-righty matchup to start it off. All three righties due up against Acalde here. Nagase 0-1 with the ground out to second. He fouls that one back and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Three up, three down. Inning for Acalde in his first inning worth of work. That one cut at and missed. Now an 0-2 count to Nagase. Ahead of that changeup. Now 0-2. Righty out of the windup. The pitch. Now on a ground ball towards first. That's going to be picked up by Arnaez. He'll step on the bag for out number one. 3-0 on that check swing, kind of bunt-ish. By Nagase now, one up, one down for Jared Serna. Top of the order, Serna, the second baseman. He's 0-2 on the day. Reached on an error by Tucker Toman in his second at bat. Flew out to center field to start off the ball game. First pitch missed upstairs, 1-0 to start off Jared Serna. Another righty-righty matchup out of the windup. Acalde kicks deals. That one high and inside. Serna moved the bat but got it out of the way. 2-0 the count. Blue Jays holding on to a 1-0 lead here in the sixth inning. Now the 2-0. That one just above the zone. And Stevie Berman's going to ask for a challenge. Fastball, did it catch? It did not. So that will be a ball, and Kenny Garcia continues his streak of unsuccessful challenges. Just above the zone is a 3-0 count to Jared Cerna. Blue Jays down to two challenges remaining. The 3-0 pitch, he's swinging, cuts and misses now, 3-1. Out of the windup, the righty. The pitch, that one off the plate outside. A walk to Jared Cerna. That'll bring up Jesus Rodriguez. Runner on first and one away.
Third baseman, number 35, Jesus Rodriguez.
One on and one out for Rodriguez. He's 0 for 2, a fly out and a ground into a double play. First pitch by Acalde out of the stretch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Rodriguez. Acalde's fastball usually sits around 91, can peak at 92, 93. Right now it's sitting 88, 89. Velo's not quite where it normally is for Acalde. He's going to have to work through that. Move over to first and back in easily was Cerna. Now another move over, closer play, but back in time again. Already two disengagements for Acalde. That'll give Cerna probably an extra step on his lead. The 0-1, fouled back up and out of play. 0-2 now the count to Rodriguez. Rodriguez calls time. He'll take a few steps out. Jared Cerna, 16 of 21 on the year, attempting the steal. He's 1-for-1 in this series. Berman behind the plate. See if he tries to take off against him. The 0-2, that one in there. Called strike three, immediately asking for a challenge as Rodriguez. Could be the last one of the day by the Tarpons, and it's not going to be.
The call of strike has been overturned.
So the first overturned challenge of the day.
The result is a 1-2.
Prevents the strikeout looking of Jesus Rodriguez. He'll have another pitch. Successful challenge. The righty kicks, deals that one in the dirt, kept in front by Berman. That keeps Cerna at first base. Now a 2-2 count to Rodriguez. Two-two pitch. That one popped up right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Rodriguez stays alive again. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Low and outside. Full count now. After the Blue Jays thought they had him on three pitches. Three balls, two strikes, the runner on first. The pitch. Fouled straight down and back. Rodriguez stays alive again. Three and two. Acalde kicks, fires that one in the dirt. A walk drawn by Rodriguez. Really nice at bat by him. Moving over to second is Jared Cerna. Now Ben Rice, the minor league rehabber, will step in. Back-to-back walks issued by Eliander Acalde. Now runners on first and second, one away for Rice. Righty kicks, fires that one well off the plate. Change up, 1-0. Serna dancing over there at second base. The 1-0, that one off the plate as well. Fastball missed, 91 that time. Now Stevie Berman's going to head out and talk to Accolade. Manuel Beltre's going to come in, and so is Tucker Toman. A little bit of a group discussion out there with the catcher, the pitcher, and the left side of the Blue Jays infield. 2-0 the count to Ben Rice. Started off his rehab stint here with Tampa, struggling a bit, but he's gotten back into the swing of things. He's 2-for-2 today, batting .318 for the Tarpons with a home run and 7 RBIs. Playing in his 6th game, 5th one of this series. Two balls, no strikes. Lefty-righty matchup. There go the runners now. Throw back over to second. Beltre now in between first and second. Over to second. Back again and tagged out at second. He's the runner now over to the plate. And in time is Serna. What a weird play there by the Blue Jays infield. I think a bit of a mental lapse there by Beltre, focusing too much on the second runner. That brings in the tying run. Accolade threw back to second. It was a little offline. Beltre had to go to ground. Realizing that the follow runner was making his way to second, he turned all of his attention to Jesus Rodriguez. Now the 2-0, that one inside. 3-0 now the count to Rice. The bases are now empty. That one missed as well. 4-pitch walk to Ben Rice. So that's now 3 straight walks. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. The entire Blue Jays infield now out on the mound talking with Eliander Accolade and Corey Reardon. It'll be Omar Martinez, another righty-lefty matchup. This is a string of 6 lefties in a row that he'll face. 2 of them being switch hitters, but they'll bat from the left side against Accolade. Omar Martinez
now batting number
stepping in, a 1-1 ball game. Runner on first and 2 down. That first pitch in the dirt, kept in front by Berman. Starts off Martinez 1-0. Move over to first, and back in time is Ben Rice. First disengagement for Accolade. Out of the stretch, Accolade kicks, fires. That one, the changeup, fouled straight down. Just getting a piece, and now it's 1-1. One and one in a tie game now. The pitch, that one sent high towards right. Roque goes back to the wall, and that one's gone. A 2-run shot for Omar Martinez, his 6th of the year. And now a 3-run inning puts Tampa up by 2.
Shortstop, number 1, Brenny Ascanio.
Now a 3-1 ball game. Tampa taking the lead. Brenny Ascanio is going to step in, batting from the left side here against the righty Accolade. First pitch, that one fouled back to the screen. 1-1 to start off Brenny Ascanio. Sixth home run of the year given up by Acalde. And it's the first one since his start in Bradenton back on June 10th. So about a month since the last homer that Acalde's given up. The 0-1, caught and a miss, now an 0-2 count. Ground ball, foul, right side. Now, count stays 0-2. That one upstairs. One ball, two strikes, two gone. Base is empty here, top of the six. Already three runs across for Tampa. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Ascanio, but Tampa takes a 3-1 lead. Weird play on the bases, scored the tying run. Then a walk and a two-run shot by Omar Martinez put Tampa up 3-1. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. Tampa up by two.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Pick me, wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be outie hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down and write it. Sunshine 24/7, clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth, 3-1 ball game after Tampa scored three in the top half of this inning. Baron Stewart back out for his sixth inning worth of work. The righty 80 pitches through five. First pitch fouled back and out of play. 0-1 to start off Manuel Beltre. Beltre, Berman, and Wehler, the 2-3-4 hitters all do up in this half inning. The righty kicks deals. That one up and out. Take it for a ball. Now a 1-1 count. Beltre 1-for-2 with an RBI on a bloop double into left field, scoring Tucker Thoman all the way from first. The 1-1, caught and a miss in front of that change. Rather slider, 1-2. That one upstairs evens it up 2-2. Stewart so far, five innings of work, three hits, one run, one walk, and four Ks. That one a line shot, right field, that's going to be a foul ball down the line. Two balls, two strikes. Stewart comes set. This will be his 86th pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Beltre. That'll be out number one. One up, one down. And Stevie Berman stepping in. Keeping an eye on Rachel Balkovac, that reliever out there. The righty warming up in the pen. Looks about ready to go, but they're keeping Stewart out here. Now up to 86 pitches. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Berman. He tried to hold up, but went around. 0-1. Time call to the plate after the first pitch by Berman. Righty digs back in. Berman 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out so far. In his first rehab game, ground ball over to second, bounces off the mound. Picked up by Cerna, throw to first in time, and that'll be out number two. And that'll get Rachel Balkovec out of the dugout for the Tarpons. So that should be it for Baron Stewart. 88 pitches by the righty. Just one run allowed, 5 Ks, and 3 total hits. He's in line for the win. Fist bumps to all his teammates on the infield. Relief pitcher coming in for Tampa. We'll find out who it is when we return. Nice outing by Baron Stewart. We'll be back here. 2 outs into the bottom of the 6th. New pitcher for Tampa when we return. We're back here, bottom half of the 6th. Jeff Whaler is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Whaler, Salinas, and Rudd, the 4-5-6 middle of the order due up in this half inning. New pitcher for the Tarpons, rather. Forgot we're in a mid-inning pitching change. Only Whaler due up in this half inning. Ocean Gabonia is the new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. Whaler now down 0-1. That one up and in. Evens it up 1-1. Final line for Baron Stewart. 5 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. A walk and 5 Ks. In line for the win, dropping his ERA down to 4.59 on the year. The 1-1, up and in again. 2-1 now the count. Gabonia, the 21-year-old, out of Hilo, Hawaii. 3-0 on the year with a 6.75 ERA, making his 21st appearance. That one in there for a called strike. Now 2-2. He spent the last 2 years of the Complex League for the Yankees. First year of run in the single-A level. We saw him 2 days ago in Game 4 of this series for a very brief moment before weather burned him, and he couldn't pitch, couldn't throw a single pitch in that game. That one cut out and missed. Down swinging goes Wehler. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. Two by Stewart, one by Gabonia. We'll head to the seventh, two-thirds of the way through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. 3-1, Tampa leads. Back here, top of the seventh, Dalry Arias is going to lead things off for Tampa. Joey Murray, minor league rehabber, is on the pitch. Third rehabber of the game for Dunedin. One major league, two minor. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0 to start off Dalry Arias. Joey Murray down here from AA New Hampshire, 26-year-old, former 8th round pick of the Blue Jays back in 2018, cut and a miss there, now 1-1. Out of Kent State. For the Blue Jays this year, making his fifth appearance, a 1.59 ERA through 5 2/3. The 1-1, that one drops outside the zone now, 2-1, that curveball by Joey Murray. Righty kicks, fires 2-1. That one upstairs, did he go around? They're asking the umpire down first base. Nathan Hawley says no. 3-1. Couldn't get the strike on the appeal. Three-one pitch, cut and a miss. Now full count. The final line for Eliander Acalde. Two innings of work, one hit, three runs, three walks, two Ks. The one hit being the two-run shot by Omar Martinez to put Tampa up. Murray comes set, the 3-2 pitch. Fouled off, in on the hands. Three-two pitch, that one inside.
Left fielder number 27, Jake.
Leadoff walk by Joey Murray. That'll bring up Jake Palmer, another lefty. One on and nobody out. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jake Palmer. Palmer 0-2, a ground out and a flyout so far today. Righty kicks, fires that one inside. Two and oh. Murray kicks, deals that one in on the hands, fouled off left side. That's going to hook up and out of play. 2-1 the count. Runner on first, nobody out here. Top of the seventh inning, a 3-1 ball game. Tampa leading. Righty, move over to first, and back in time is Arias. Two balls, a strike. Murray taking his time. Now kicks, fires. That one hit him right on the jersey. Jake Palmer got hit. No real attempt to get out of the way, but rarely called.
First baseman,
didn't look like he extended that arm any more than it was. Now Corey Reardon out to go talk to Murray. Another mound visit here for the Blue Jays. Walk and a hit batter. Put runners on first and second. No outs here for Ronnie Rojas. The switch hitter will bat from the left side against the righty Murray. Now everybody exits the mound except for Manuel Beltre. Tapping Joey Murray on the chest now. Joey Murray applies a bit more rosin to that right hand. Back in the box is Ronnie Rojas. Runners on first and second, nobody out. 0-2 on the day. The righty kicks, fires. That one foul tipped, it seemed. 0-1. Blue Jays trying to make this, not make this any harder than it has to be. Down by two here in the seventh. The 0-1 upstairs. That'll even it up 1-1. Joey's given up just one run so far in his time here in Dunedin. The 1-1. Now move over to second. Turned on that delivery and no throw to second base, and back in easily was Darwin Arias. That one run came against St. Lucie this past week. Game the Blue Jays would end up winning. 2-1 now the count, that one inside. Two-one pitch, fouled back, up and over the screen, bounces off a window, back into the crowd, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Murray comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Inside breaking ball, got him out in front. That's an out on the board for Joey Murray. First strikeout of his day. That'll bring up Felix Nagase. Big strikeout there for Murray.
Felix Nagase.
Now Nagase up for the second time. He's 0-2, two groundouts. A groundout would be ideal right now. Top of the order, Jared Cerna, dangerous hitter waiting on deck. Ground ball over to second, picked up by DeCastro, flips it over to second for one, and first for two. A 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. DeCastro to Beltre to Arnaez. How about that? As soon as he asked for it, it happens. Down go the Tampa Tarpons. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. 3-1, Tampa leads.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I can see my baby tonight.
We're back here, bottom of the seventh, Blue Jays down by two. 3-1 Tampa lead. Ocean Gabonia, who got the last out of that sixth inning, back out here for the seventh. First pitch to Roque Salinas inside for a ball. 1-0 to start it off. That one lifted towards left. Right there is Jake Palmer in the left center field gap. He'll make the grab for out number one.
Center fielder number three, Jaden Rudd.
Jaden Rudd up for the fourth time now, rather third time now. Got a little ahead of myself. 0-2 on the day, a fly out to left and a strikeout. Lefty-righty matchup, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. That one in there, now an 0-2 count. That one fouled back. Staying alive is Jaden. Ball in, two strikes. Nobody aboard and one away here, bottom of the seventh. Jaden up for the third time. Gabonia shakes off the first sign from Martinez. Now he comes set. Righty kicks, fires, fouled off again. Jaden stays alive. Count still at 1-2. They need three innings to try and come back from this 3-1 deficit. That one, a soft liner, bounces in front of the second baseman, Cerna. Throw over to first with Gabonia covering. And it's in time to get Jaden. 4-1 on the putout. Both Cerna and Rojas went after that. Had enough carry to get over the head of Ronnie Rojas, but not enough for Cerner to make the grab, bounced in front of him. 4-1 put out for out number two, and that'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, looking to lay down a bunt. He pulls back, takes it for a ball 1-0. Delro 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout himself. The 1-0, fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-1. Gabonia comes set. And the pitch. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not, says Nathan Hall. It's 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Gabonia, the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Good take there by Delro. It's 3-1. Calvin Castro waiting on deck, the second baseman. And the 3-1, off the plate outside. A walk drawn by Delro. That'll put a runner on and extend the inning now. Gerardo Costa Diego is going to come out of the dugout for Tampa. Nobody warming up in their bullpen. He takes that slow walk from the dugout to the mound, as he's done multiple times throughout this series. Casa Diego, Gabonia, Cerna, and Martinez all out on the mound. Now Kenny Garcia walking out to break up the meeting. Meeting still going on with Garcia out of the bump. Now everybody starts leaving the mound. Runner on first and two down for Rick Kelvin. Up for the third time, he's 0-2. Struck out his first time up, flew out to left his second time, 0-2 on the day. Just three total hits on the day for Dunedin. Double by Toman, single by Roque, and the single by Arnaez. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, fouled back to the right and out of play. 0-1 to start off to Castro. Gabonia comes set. Righty kicks, fires. There goes Del Rosario. Throw down to second by Martinez. Is not going to get him. Del Rosario into second with a stolen base. Showing off the wheels. That'll put a runner in scoring position. That's number 16 on the year for Angel Del Rosario.
The result is a 1-1 count.
And that strike that was originally called on Rick Albin DeCastro, he challenged it after the fact. That's overturned to a ball, so a 1-1 count. The Blue Jays with a successful challenge. That one a ball by the finest of margins. The 1-1. Caught in a miss there on the fastball. 1-2 now the count. First successful challenge by the Blue Jays so far today. They still have two remaining. Tampa has one. 1-2 the count. A runner in scoring position for the Blue Jays trying to chip away. Bring it to within a one-run ball game. The 1-2. That one, a ball. Off the plate outside, barely. Really close pitch. Two-two. That one in there. Called strike three. DeCastro goes down looking. Second strikeout by him. Second strikeout by Gabonia. That'll end the inning. We'll head on to the eighth. Top of the eighth coming up. 3-1 lead. Tampa in front.
I'll replay this moment for months. up and sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Back here in the top of the eighth, 3-1 ball game, Tampa leading. Felipe Bello, the new pitcher for Dunedin, first pitch by Jared Cerna, a foul tip stayed in the mitt of Stevie Berman, and it's 0-1 to start him off. That does it for Joey Murray, getting out of that little jam he had with runners at first and second, no outs, with an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Cutting a miss there, now an 0-2 count to Cerna. Time called at the plate. 0-2, top third of the order due up, Cerna, Rodriguez, and Rice. Bayo starts the windup, the 0-2 pitch. That one in there. Called strike three, down on three pitches. Looking goes Cerna. One batter, 1K for Bayo, and that'll bring up Jesus Rodriguez. Blue Jays down by 2, 3-1 here in the eighth. First pitch lifted towards center, coming in is Rudd. He's got time. He'll watch that go into the mitt. Two up, two down now for Ben Rice. Felipe Bello on for the 12th time this year. 1.66 ERA through 21 2/3. He's been really good out of the bullpen this year for Dunedin. Played in 3 games last year in the Dominican Summer League. 3 games, 2 starts, 9 total innings, 5 runs given up. Blue Jays have potentially found something with him as a reliever. That one, a line shot, bounces right in front of DeCastro. Throw to first in time. 3 outs on the last 3 pitches. 3 up, 3 down go the Tarpons. We'll head to the bottom of the 8th. Offense coming right back up. Bottom of the 8th coming up. Down by 2. 3-1 Tampa leads.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. It's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Gene Arnaiz is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 9-1-2 due up. First pitch, ground ball over towards the left side, picked up, and now that's bobbled by Ascanio. An error by Brenny Ascanio, having trouble with that pickup. Got it in the glove, but it popped out on the transition. Now Gene Arnaiz reaches base to lead off this inning. Tucker Tolman will step in, top of the order now coming up. What looked to be a first pitch ground out by Arnaiz leads to a runner aboard. That one lifted towards center. Coming in is Arias, and that's going to hold up in time for him to get underneath, make the grab for out number one.
Shortstop, number 7, Manuel Beltre.
One on and one away. Gabonia back out for his second full inning of work. Third total inning he's appeared in. Beltre stepping in for the fourth time. Righty out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one lifted up in the air into the infield. That's immediately called off by Jared Serna. Right behind the second base bag. He'll make the grab. And that's two gone.
Catcher, number 27, Stevie Berman.
Stevie Berman up for the fourth time. He's 0-for-3, a K and two groundouts. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Arnaiz is still over there at first base. That's the first time in this inning that a result hasn't happened on the first pitch. Now it's fouled off right side, and Berman quickly down 0-2. And a ball is landed on the field out there and left by kid who dropped it over the railing. Flipped over by Jake Palmer as we take a few seconds. Wait for him to get back to his position. It'll be an 0-2 count to Berman. Runner on first, two down, an 0-2 count to Berman. He represents the potential tying run. Gabonia kicks, fires. That one low. Fastball at 94, down, 1-2. Blue Jays running out of time. They need two runs before the next four outs. Gabonia kicks, fires the 1-2. Ground ball left side, picked up by Rodriguez. Goes the easy way to second base, and that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the ninth. 3-1. Tampa leads. They'll look to add a couple insurance runs. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights and then alone conversations with a to white eyes staring in space, and I know I lose
Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a...
We're back here, top of the ninth. Alex Amalfi's the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. The right-hander out of University of Massachusetts Boston, out of the windup. First pitch to Omar Martinez inside for a ball, 1-0. Had the pleasure of doing a community event with Alex Amalfi yesterday at the Elks Lodge here in Dunedin. Got to meet a lot of kids. Alex taking a lot of pictures and signing a lot of autographs. And quite a few of those kids are in attendance today, and they gave him a pretty nice round of applause as he entered the game. That one was challenged by the Blue Jays. And that is an unsuccessful challenge. So Dunedin down to one remaining. Now on a ground ball, that's going to get through into center field for a base hit. Off the bat of Omar Martinez, a leadoff single. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out now for Brenny Ascanio. Ascanio, the switch hitter, will bat from the left side here against Amalfi. It'll be lefties the rest of the way for Amalfi. That one fouled back to the screen, and 0-1. At the very least, five straight lefties he'll have to deal with. 0-1. One pitch, that one misses up and out. Curveball there by Amalfi, 1-1. Final line for Felipe Bello. An inning worth of work, took him just five pitches to get through. A strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out. Perfect inning for him in relief. That one, the curveball drops there on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Amalfi so far this year, 2-4 record, but a 3.68 ERA, making his 12th appearance, his 7th in relief. 29 and a third innings of work, 38 Ks. We saw him on July 4th, game one of this series. He went 3 2/3, 5 hits allowed, but only 1 unearned run, 1 walk and 5 Ks. That one missed way up and out. Change up that time by Amalfi, lost the grip on it, full count now. There's a righty warming up in the pen for Tampa. And the 3-2. That one upstairs.
Center fielder, number 24, Dowry Arias.
Dowry Arias now stepping in. Stevie Berman's going to head out from behind the plate and go talk to the pitcher. Amalfi and Berman, brief conversation, likely switching up the signs with the runner at second base. Arias 0 for 2, he reached on a walk his last time up. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch, that one in the dirt, 1-0 to start him off. Now the 1-0. That one, a line shot to left center field. That's going to fall for base hit. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Arias. One run comes in, two runs come in, stopping at second with a 2-RBI double.
Left fielder, number 27. Jason
that extends Palmer. The Tampa lead now out to 4, 5-1. Jake Palmer coming up for the fourth time. He's also 0 for 2. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Palmer.
Number
Runner on second. The 0-1. That one, a line shot into right center field. That's going to get in the gap. It's cut off there by Roque. Throw into the infield. A run's going to come in to score. Leadoff single, a walk, a double, and a single. Now three runs across in this half inning.
First baseman, number 25, Ronnie Rojas.
First pitch, that one missed off the plate outside, 1-0. Tampa now up by 5. Not sure who that reliever is in the pen just yet for Tampa. That pitch missed outside, 2-0. Righty kicks, fires. That one fouled back. 93-mile-an-hour fastball by Amalfi. 2-1. Two-one pitch. That one lifted in the air left side. Out in foul territory is Tucker Toman, and that's going to fall on the warning track. Fell in between Toman and Delro. That's a ball that should be caught. Toman a little bit too close to the wall on that route, and it fell behind him. Now a 2-2 count at the plate to Ronnie Rojas. Foul tip stayed in the mitt of Stevie Berman. That's out number one. Strikeout there for Amalfi. That'll bring up Felix Nagase.
Right fielder, number 29, Felix Nagase.
Ground ball back to Alex Amalfi. On the mound over to second for one, and first a 1-4-3 inning-ending double play. Good play there by Amalfi off the mound. That'll end the inning, and we'll head to the bottom of the ninth. The Blue Jays need 5 to keep it going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Looking ahead, it's going to be Jeff Wehler, Roque Salinas, and Jaden Rudd, the middle of the order, due up for Dunedin. We'll be back for the bottom of the ninth. We're back here, bottom of the ninth. Jeff Wehler's going to lead things off. Cole Ayers is the new pitcher for the Tarpons. First pitch, cut and a miss on the fastball upstairs. 0-1 to start off Wehler. Ayers, former 16th round pick by the Yankees back in 2021 out of State College of Florida. That being in Manatee, Sarasota. Second pitch that one in there, and Wehler's asking for a challenge. That is confirmed as a strike, so the Blue Jays now out of challenges.
The result is an 0-2 count on the batter.
Wehler now quickly down 0-2. And the pitch. That one low. 1-2 now the count to Wehler. Had a 9-game hitting streak snapped last night. 0-2 on the day with a walk. Righty kicks, fires. That one upstairs now 2-2. Ayers on for the 27th time, a 4.32 ERA, 1-1 win-loss record. 4 of 6 on saves. This is not a save situation. That one just below the zone. Now a full count. We saw Ayers in Game 3 of this series. He pitched a perfect inning for the save in Game 3. That one called strike 3. Wehler can't challenge. They're out. And he goes down looking on what could have been ball 4.
Right fielder, number 26.
That's out number 1. Righty-lefty matchup for Roque Salinas. First pitch, that one up and out for a ball 1-0. Waiting to see where that ball came in that zone on that last pitch to Wehler. That one lifted in the air to left center. Plenty of air underneath it. Out there is Jake Palmer right in front of the track. He makes the grab, and that's 2 down.
Center fielder, number 3, Jaden Rudd.
2 up, 2 down. Now Jaden Rudd, the last chance for the Blue Jays. That was, in fact, right there at the knees to Wehler. That last pitch. Lefty-righty matchup. Ayers out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. 1-0. That one. Low and inside. Now 2-0 count to Jaden Rudd. 0-3 on the day. Fly out, ground out, and a strikeout. The 2-0. That one inside. Now a 3-0 count to Rudd. Blue Jays down by 5. Tampa trying to take the last 5 games of this series. They're not away from doing so. 3-0 pitch. That one inside, a 4-pitch walk. That'll put a runner on for Dunedin. Now Angel Del Rosario stepping in.
Left fielder, number 4, Angel Del Rosario.
Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Ayers. That one in there for called strike. Inside slider, 0-1 to start off Delro. 0-2 on the day with a walk and a stolen base. Now Jaden on first. A lot of speed. They're not really covering him. Caught and a miss. Now the Blue Jays down to their last strike. Ayers comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on 3 pitches goes Angel Del Rosario. And that'll end it. So a deflating way to end this series, 5 straight losses by the Blue Jays. But we head into the All-Star break. Everybody gets some time to restart and refresh. We have the next 4 days off, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No baseball here for your Blue Jays. We are back on Friday on the road in Bradenton. Can't wait for us to be back.
And that's your ball game.
But very much looking forward to 4 days off from some baseball here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Final lines are as follows. The Tampa Tarpons scored 6 runs on 7 hits. They committed 1 error. Your Blue Jays scored 1 run on 3 hits. They committed 1 error. The win goes to Baron Stewart. The loss goes to Alexander Acalde, and there is no save. Like I said, we're off for the next 4 days. We are back in Bradenton on Friday. This upcoming Friday, first pitch in Bradenton at Leecom Park is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin about 15 minutes prior at 6:15. On behalf of everybody here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, thank you so much for tuning in today. And as always, throughout the series, throughout the season, can't wait to have you back on Friday in Bradenton on the road with the team. I'm Chris Valentine. We'll be back Friday.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous. Yeah, I do.
He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. On these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Davidson County our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand.